Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 as we continue to get you set for week two of high school football on Friday night. And it's now time to talk Jefferson County North. We've got the head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. It is presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, very impressive for your team in week one. You get a monster win over Pleasant Ridge. That was a 62-0 final. Had to certainly be pleased with how your team performed in week one.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with the, you look at the week before that when it was 100-degree heat and you just weren't able to get much done wherever you were at practice time. So, you know, I think it helped us getting off to a good start, but having so many guys that are returning, when we have a limited number of reps, those guys have had a lot of reps before, so that helped us right out of the gates. We got off to a good start, you know, opening drive, a really, really nice drive down the field, taking chunks of yardage. And then our defense, I thought, was just stellar. Held them on three and out the first three possessions, and we were able to turn the ball over and get it back. And then, actually, we continue to do something with it. So a good start for us. I thought we played really well up front on offensive, defensive line. A lot of those guys on both sides of the ball there really sing their praises. You know, we had six different running backs that touched the ball and all did very well, but they're doing it because of the guys that you're putting in front of them.
Yeah, no doubt. And that kind of went into my next point with the offensive line and how good they must have been with your team rushing for over 460 yards. Ethan Knoll had 181 of those yards and three touchdowns. Grady Knoll adding 100 yards and a score, also had 50 passing yards and another score. We could talk about the names who put up the numbers, but it obviously starts with the heavies up front, and they must put on a good show for you.
Yeah, we're very veteran up there. We're starting four seniors there. We're bringing a junior in, bringing a sophomore in. We've got some guys, you know, just kind of really hungry up there. A lot of snaps, and then they've worked well together. A lot of them are multiple-year starters. So we're very fortunate. Out of that starting five group there, you've got five guys that have started in some capacity over the last couple of years. So a lot of experience. I think they work really well together. Our individual periods and team periods in practice are fun to watch them. They just talk. They're effective. They get it figured out. You talk about continuity among that group, and it really shows with who we've got up there.
Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here on our Coach's Insight program for a couple more minutes as they get set for a week two contest against ACCHS. Our conversation with the coach, it is presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Well, it's a monster matchup once again. We talked about it last week, playing against Pleasant Ridge, an early key Northeast Kansas League bout, and it only magnifies here this week when you go on the road to the two-time defending champs in ACCHS, who got a big win in their first outing against Valley Falls, so 1-0 v 1-0. Obviously, it looks like there could be some title implications here, but a long way to go. But nonetheless, a very good ACCHS team. What do you see from them?
Well, kind of like we talked about last week with the Pleasant Ridge staff. You know, Pleasant Ridge staff, all brand new guys, so you're a lot of unknowns for us. With Effingham here, you know, brand new coach as well. So we've got a week one film, but you're still, you know, I remember going back to week one, we were putting stuff in throughout the season. So you expect that playbook to expand on what you're seeing. So some unknowns there as well. You know, we talk about our line play. I think their line play looks really good. I know they've got some returning guys up front up there, but they look good on film. They're bringing back a starting running back from last year. And if you were to ask me what I would want to return on my team, it'd be offensive line and running backs. It's a good place to start for your offense. They got some athletes. I do know that they are the two-time defending league champions, with players that have won and have expected to win that are returning for them. So we're going on the road. They got us in a tight one here at home last year. So I think it's going to be a really good contest here in week two.
Scheme-wise, with the new coaching staff, with the limited film that you have on them from their first game last week, do you see any key differences or maybe similarities between what you're going to see with this 2023 team, maybe compared to a couple years past?
Well, you know, different names and that sort of thing, but you know, they're coaching, you know, it's all about trying to get your playmakers the football and give them the best opportunity that they can. So, like I said, when you've got a good offensive line and a returning starter in that backfield, I think that's definitely, you know, what they're going to focus on. We still got to focus on all the what-ifs, too. I said that last week. You better be prepared for anything because we know a little bit, but you got to have a basis for making adjustments by knowing a lot. It's going to be a tough matchup. It was a physical game last year. I expect the same thing out of them. They're playing at home. Like I said, they're 1-0. They're defending champs. We're going to have our hands full.
Do you feel like you're better off in a shootout or a low-scoring game like last year? It was 14-6. Ultimately, a few keys. What kind of game do you ultimately see being played out in this one?
really, like I said, I'm not sure yet. Like I said, I anticipate, you know, we've got to study some of the stuff that you put on film against them, but I expect that there's going to be more in their playbook, those sort of things. I really don't know. It was a low scoring game last year. I really don't know. We're just going to try to, I think your biggest area of improvement is going to be from week one to week two. We are trying to focus on, you know, adding things ourselves. We're trying to focus on our technique and fundamentals. A wing can mask a lot of things. It can be a good deodorant for a lot of things. And we're trying to focus on the little stuff that we saw in film, trying to still be critical of it, that we need to tighten up a little bit, because there's things there. You know, we can control those sort of areas. And if we can, you know, do that, then, you know, hopefully we just get our play gets a little bit better. And you know, said it's going to have to as you progress throughout our season.
Excited for this one on Friday night. Jeff Schneider, Jeff County North head football coach, as they take on ACCHS, a crucial mashup inside the Northeast Kansas League here in week two. We'll have it for you live on KARE 93.7 FM after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for your time as always. Good luck Friday at ACCHS. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks.